with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, June 2nd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming up tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, the Warrego Conference baseball schedule continues as Remsen St. Mary's comes into Lamar's to take on Galen Catholic, a battle of two teams riding some early season winning streaks. We'll have all the action for you starting around 7:15. First pitch to follow scheduled for 7:30. You can catch the contest right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, it certainly was a busy weekend of baseball, softball, but we're going to start with state golf from Friday in Class 1A in Marshalltown at the American Legion Golf Course, where the Akron Westfield girls took home fifth place, shooting a 36-hole, four-golfer total of 739. That was 171 strokes over par. They finished 49 strokes behind the state champion in Class 1A, Easton Valley, with a 690. Individually, the Westerners were led by Delaney Shuknek, who shot a 36-hole total of 176, 34 strokes over par, finished tied for 16th. She was tied with Kingsley Pearson's Jordan Sitzman, who also shot a 176. Allie Sawyer was 22nd with a 179, 37 strokes over par, and Kaylee Minen tied for 28th, 182, 40 strokes over par. The Class 2A state golf meet in Boone at Cedar Point Golf Course saw Ashlyn Kramer of Hinton tied for 15th individually with a 170, finishing 26 strokes over par. Team champion at that event was Olwine. They shot a 666 and finished 90 strokes over par, but Kramer finished individually tied for 15th for Hinton. You can check out the rundown of those state golf meets from the weekend at KLEM1410.com. Let's get to the busy weekend of softball and baseball now. The Bishop Heelan Classic started on Friday, where the Lamar's Community Girls started off their classic with a tough loss to 7th-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central 9-0. The Bulldogs got no hit. Kylie Hoffman was their only base runner, drawing a walk. But then the Bulldogs bounced back with a 5-1 victory over 6th-ranked West Monona. Kinley Schmidt drove in two RBIs, two runs going 1-for-2. Charlie Grossenheider went 2-for-2 with a triple and an RBI. And Kylie Hoffman went 1-for-2 with an RBI. Brenna Laris, she was shut down. 6 innings of 6-hit, 1-run softball, striking out 13 in the victory. In Warrego Conference softball on Friday night, the Galen Catholic softball team capped off a perfect start to their season and their first week, improving to 3-0 with a 10-6 win at George Little Rock. The Jays only recorded 3 hits to score their 10 runs. That was due in large part to George Little Rock allowing 15 walks to Galen hitters. Jays had a 6-0 lead heading into the bottom of the 4th inning, and they needed every run of that lead, giving up 5 runs in the 4th and 5th innings combined. Most of those runs were aided by a total of 4 fielding errors. Galen Catholic head coach Tony Kirkley says the girls just ended up kind of playing not to lose late in the game.
I think it's tightness probably more than anything. I think the pressure got to them a little bit more than it should have. And, you know, we almost thought we were behind the way we were playing, I think, you know, rather than ahead and just preserving the lead, we were fretting about everything.
And the Jays thankfully hung on. They scored an extra 4 runs in the 7th inning for good measure and won their Warrego Conference opener 10-6. Kennedy Paulson had 2 of the 3 hits, going 2-for-4 with 2 doubles and 2 RBIs. She also was in the circle, allowing 7 hits, 2 earned runs, and striking out 10. Grace Kellen walked 3 times, scoring 2 runs. Kennedy Sitzman, 2 walks and 2 runs. And Emerson Schmidt had 2 walks and 2 runs as well. The Hinton softball team got their Warrego Conference slate started right with an 11-1 victory in 4 innings. Megan Leary goes 1-for-1, driving in 3 RBIs. Carlin Kovarna went 1-for-3, hitting a solo homer, her first of the year. Becca Lars 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Kayla Cypersma, 4 innings, allowed 5 hits, the 1 run, and struck out 3. The MMCRU softball team capped off a perfect start to the week as well, starting off 3-0 with a 5-0 win over South O'Brien. Brianna Staub went 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Taya Grage went 1-for-1 with an RBI, and Isabel Richardson, what a nice outing she had in the circle, going 7 innings, allowing 3 hits, no runs, and striking out 5. In baseball from Friday in the Warrego Conference, the Galen Catholic baseball team picked up their 5th win in a row, defeating George Little Rock 17-4 in 5 innings. Owen Seavers, 2-for-4, 3 RBIs. Easton Spangler, 2-for-4 with a double and 3 runs batted in. Dane Lehman goes 2-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. Mason Small, 1-for-4, 2 RBIs. Jake Bogan had 2 hits. One of them was a double. Eighth grader Kobe Paulson goes 4 innings on the mound, 3 hits, 3 runs, and strikes out 5 in the win. It was a tough battle atop the War Eagle Conference on Friday night in Remsen, but it was number one ranked Remsen St. Mary's scoring the walk-off hit over Akron Westfield, a victory for the Hawks in the favor of 2-1. Keaton Harpenaugh had that RBI hit to score Bo Johnson and tie the game in the sixth, and then Landon Waldschmidt with a walk-off hit to score Brady Coink in the bottom of the seventh inning. On the mound, the Hawks were pretty shut down there as well. Colin Holman started things off, 3 2/3, allowed a hit, a run, and struck out 6. Then it was Danen Lauks closing things out, 3 1/3 innings, allowing no hits, no runs, and striking out 5 in the Hawk victory. That one hit from Akron Westfield came from Hayden Wahlberg. He walked in the fourth, and then Regan McKee drove him in with a bases-loaded walk. Will Hartman was still pretty good on the mound, 6 1/3, allowing 7 hits and striking out 4. It was a pretty awesome pitching performance for the Hinton Blackhawk baseball team as they score a 14-0 win over six innings over West Sioux on Friday night. Logan Kempema, 6 innings of no-hit baseball. It was a no-hitter for the Blackhawks. He walked 4 and struck out 13 in a dominant outing. Kaysen Booby drove in 2 runs with a double, going 2-for-4. Max Costello, 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Brady Dunkel, he went 1-for-3 with 2 runs batted in as the Blackhawks start their conference baseball schedule off 1-0. The MMCRU baseball team picked up an 8-3 win over South O'Brien. They too are 3-0 after the first week of their season. They scored 4 runs in the seventh inning to pull away late. Caben Olson shut down in relief on the mound. 3 innings, no hits, no runs, striking out 8. Eli Schlanger pretty good as well. 4 innings, 8 strikeouts, 3 hits and 3 runs. He went 1-for-3 with a double. Lucas Brown, he went 3-for-4 with an RBI. Josh Peterson goes 2-for-4 with an RBI as well. Also in the War Eagle Conference in baseball, it was Harris Lake Park defeating Hartley Melvin Sanborn 21-7 in 5 innings. You can check out all of Friday's baseball and softball scores from some of the area conferences as well at KLEM1410.com. We turn our attention, though, to Saturday, where it was weekend tournament day around the area. Let's give you that full rundown as well. In softball, the Bishop Helan Softball Classic had day number 2. Lamar's Community, after a rough start Friday, well, they bounced back and have won 3 in a row now. They defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley 8-0 in 5 innings, behind a perfect day at the plate from both Charlie Grossenheider and Natalie Vanderloo. Vanderloo went 3-for-3 with an RBI and stole 2 bases. Charlie Grossenheider went 2-for-2 with a double and 2 RBIs. Haley Feldman went 1-for-3, her hit being a double. Brenna Laris really shut down. 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, and struck out 9. The Bulldogs then beat Lawton Brunson by a 8-run margin as well, 10-2 in 5 innings. Laris hit an inside-the-park home run at the plate after throwing a 1-hit shutout right before that contest. 2-for-3 with a homer, 2 RBIs. Kinley Schmidt, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Rylan Schmidt went 1-for-3 with an RBI as well. And Charlie Grossenheider goes 2-for-4 with a double and a triple. Kylie Hoffman got the start in the circle, goes 3 1/3, allows 4 hits, no runs, and struck out 4 in a really good outing there for Hoffman. Also on Saturday, it was the Kingsley Pearson softball tournament. The 12th-ranked Akron Westfield softball team finally was able to get their season started after state golf. The Westerners defeated Kingsley Pearson in the day's opener, a score of 5-4 in 8 innings. 5 total Westerners had an RBI and scored, and Akron Westfield scored 2 runs in the top of the 6th to tie it. Mackenzie Hughes had an RBI, going 1-for-3 with a triple. Briley Johnson had an RBI. Josie Jacobs picked up a run batted in. Peyton Vanderhelm went 3-for-3 with an RBI, and Lainey Schutnecht had one as well. Avery Gaswin goes 3 innings in the circle, no hits, no runs, and struck out a batter. KP could really only get a little bit of production from Caitlin Seglem, but she was able to do a lot with it. 2-for-4, home run, 2 RBIs. She also went all 8 innings in the circle, allowing 4 hits, 4 runs. Only one of them was earned, and she struck out 11. In the second game for Akron Westfield, the Westerners thumped Alta Aurelia 13-3 in 5 innings. Briley Johnson drove in 2. Josie Jacobs goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs. Allie Sawyer went 3-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Lainey Shukneck went 2-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. Gaswin was pretty good again in the circle. 3 innings of 3-hit, no-run softball and striking out 1. The Kingsley Pearson softball team then bounced back. They, too, beat Alta Aurelia behind a combined no-hitter from Caitlin Seglem and Brooklyn Bielner. A 4-0 win over the Warriors. Bielner was the bulk pitcher, going 5 innings, no hits, no runs, striking out 5. Seglem pitched the last inning. She also drove in a run, and Emma Dye picked up an RBI as well. In Wargo Conference softball from Saturday, the Hinton softball team split a doubleheader with MVAOCOU. Blackhawks lost game 1, 10-6, giving up 5 runs in the 6th inning after leading it 6-5. Becca Lars had 2 RBIs in that first game. Game 2, the Blackhawks got on the right track. An 18-8 winner over MVAOCOU. Kayla Cypersma, perfect 5-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Ashlyn Kramer goes 4-for-6 with a double and 3 RBIs. And CJ Bader and Ava Lang each pick up 3 RBI days as well. To baseball from Saturday, the Marv Teel Memorial Tournament in Remsen. It's always a good season-opening tournament, as number 1 ranked Remsen St. Mary's scored the championship in their home tournament. Started things off beating the number 2 ranked team in Class 2A, Unity Christian, 10-0 in 6 innings. Austin Klein, Braxton Knipe drove in 3 runs in that contest. Colin Homan went 2-for-3, driving in 2, and Landon Waldschmidt in 6 innings allowed 2 hits, no runs, and struck out 9. The Hawks advanced to the championship game where they beat Kingsley Pearson 12-1 in 5 innings. Austin Klein drove in 3 runs in that contest. Colin Homan drove in 2. And Dalton Klein allowed a hit in 5 innings and struck out 5 batters. And KP had a rough go of it. Their only hit against Remsen St. Mary's came against Wyatt Clayton. But the Panthers, not all would be lost on that day. They were able to beat Humboldt in the first game, 1-0. Kevin Wright scored the run, and Easton Nissen was shut down on the mound. 7 innings, a hit, no runs, and struck out 7. Out to Akron, where the Sargent Field Classic was taking place, the Westerners opened that tournament with an extra inning loss to OABCIG. The Falcons get the Westerners 11-7 in 9 innings. Both teams scored 2 runs in the 8th, but OABCIG scored 4 in the 9th to get the win in extra innings. Matthew Swancutt goes 3-for-5, driving in 2. Brock Hansen 1-for-1. He had a double and 2 RBIs. Jackson Newbrand had a pretty good start on the mound, going 4 innings, allowing 2 hits, no runs, and striking out 3. In game number 2, the Westerners bounced back, and they dominated Lawton Bronson 11-0 in 5 innings. Caleb Johnson drove in 2. Hayden Wahlberg had an RBI, and Brock Hansen drove in a run. Hansen ended up walking 6 total times on the day. He was just content to make a stroll down to first base. Regan McKee, nice day on the mound. 4 innings, 4 hits, no runs, and struck out 4. Finally, from Saturday, the Hinton baseball team swept their opponents at the Sioux Central Tournament. 5-1 winners over Sioux Central behind an RBI from Caden Barrett and 2 hit days for Brady Dunkel and Dawson Spies. Really nice outing on the mound for Kaysen Boovy. 6 innings, 3 hits, and a run. He struck out 8. The Blackhawks finished their day with a 12-4 win over a pretty good Estherville-Lincoln Central squad. Kaysen Boovy went perfect at the plate, 4-for-4, 2 RBIs. Carver DeGroat, 2-for-3, and 2 RBIs. And Brady Dunkel went 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Complete rundowns from baseball and softball this weekend can be found on the KLAM Sports Scores and Results page at KLAM1410.com. Let's check out the sports schedule now for today in softball. In the Wargo Conference, Remsen St. Mary's is at Galen Catholic to continue the conference slate. Hinton hosts George Little Rock. It's MMCRU at Central Lyon in non-conference action. Harris Lake Park's at Trinity Christian and South O'Brien's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. In the Western Valley Conference in softball, MVAOCOU's at Kingsley Pearson. Westwood is at Boyer Valley. Lawton Bronson's at Sioux City West for a doubleheader, and West Monona is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Baseball tonight in the Wargo Conference, a contest you can hear right here on KLAM, features Remsen St. Mary's at Galen Catholic. Hinton hosts George Little Rock. MMCRU welcomes in the Cherokee Braves in non-conference action. Harris Lake Parks at Trinity Christian. And South O'Brien's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. Make sure to tune in tonight, starting around 7:15, as Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic square off in baseball, heard right here on KLEM. Well, this has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.